Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Do you ever get a message from somebody, or a direct message in my case, and it just stays with you? Because I got one and it's been bothering me for a long time. Joining us is Amy Linus. She's from fitbodyvibe.com. She's our health expert. And Amy, you were the only person I could talk to about this because it bothered me. It was one of those messages that bothered me. Basically, what the message said was that she had a problem with me and the show. And the reason why she had a problem was because I spent a lot of times talking about diets that I'm on, things that I'm trying to do to lose weight, or, you know, sometimes feeling guilty if I eat the wrong things. And she said that ultimately, all I'm doing is setting a bad example because we should be doing body positivity and we should be encouraging people to be themselves and all this kind of thing. And it bothered me because I wasn't sure if she was right.
It's good to improve yourself, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, what she's saying, there's probably something rational on that too, right?
But what I have found is that there's a difference between body positivity, which I believe I have, and I would never shame anybody for what they look like, and also using body positivity as an excuse not to be healthy and say, I'm beautiful the way I am and all that, and not eating healthy and not exercising.
Amy, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I find it's more of that than it is the actual body shaming. Because nobody's body shaming. These are your choices. And you're, you know, talking on air about what you're doing to combat how you're feeling and to focus on making yourself better, not worse. And you're also doing it with balance. So it's not like you're going on these crazy fad diets and, you know, you're doing it with balance in mind. I think that's actually a positive thing, especially for younger people listening, because what are they doing? They're looking up to you guys for advice and they're tuning in. And yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times, and this is going to be a funny analogy, but it's like some people, you know, hide behind religion. It's a similar situation. We're not really attacking the issue at hand. The issue at hand is health reasons. You know, we have to really focus on, is what we're doing healthy? Are we, you know, yes, everything in moderation without a doubt. Like, do I think everyone needs to be on a strict diet? Absolutely not. But being yourself and being mindful of the changes that you're making that are going to affect the longevity of your life.
This may sound terrible, but the only diet that works for me is the strict one. So I have to be like locked down. Like my wife just stops feeding me. That's the diet that's the most effective for me. Or prison. That would probably be an effective diet for me, Anna.
I can't wait till my next DM that says, Raven said that he has to go to jail to lose weight. And I'm not going to be sure how to respond. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Wonder if that one will stick with you.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right. So in this situation where you do want to get healthier and you are doing it for yourself, it has to do with your own body positivity and your own positive ways. How do you get back into it when you haven't been doing it for a long time? Because I feel like it's easy to say, I'll start on Monday, but then Monday never really seems to happen.
When you start on Monday, Monday never comes. I think a lot of people try to get back into where they left off. And if you left off from, let's say you were in boot camp in the military, then you're not going to go work out like that when you're starting back up. So Monday never comes because sometimes we position Monday as being very, very difficult and really tough to get back in the swing of everything. So just something simple, very simple. Getting up a little bit earlier on Monday morning, even if it's 5 minutes. Get up and do something. Walk around. Just get your heart rate up and going in the morning, and then build from there. That way, every Monday, you're getting a little bit more in, and it's not one of those things thinking like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. This is too much. It's too hard. You got to start where you're at, not where you used to be.
Good advice. You want to check out Amy for yourself? Head to fitbodyvibe.com.